Welcome to the first episode of Purple Cat Outdoors. I'm Josh, aka Purple Cat, your host, and it's been a hot day. Bunch of news coming up in the Bassmasters this weekend with the St. Lawrence River, and we're also going to be opening the Mystery Tackle Box. That's our product for the day, and our coffee for the day is Black Rifle Company, Murdered Out. It's on their scale, it's number 10. It's the darkest one they make. And I like dark coffee. On the back it says, taste notes, primarily Central American beans, roasted for an intense smoky chocolate taste and our darkest roast. Best method for brew, drip or pour over. They're 100% Arabica beans. I'll put them in a link in the description below, but I'm gonna take a drink right here and pay out Phil. I like it. It's really smooth. It's not got a mass amount of that dark, you know, the dark bean bitterness. It does have a bit of a chocolatey taste, but it also has a really earthy feel. And it just makes me feel, it warms you up on the inside. Not just physically, but also a little bit on the emotionally side. Yeah, that's the black. I would highly recommend it. On my scale, I would have to put it at least an 8. At least an 8.5. That's what I would put this Black Rifle Murdered Out. Says MO on it. And that's what I would put as an 8.5. It's a great, smooth coffee, and I'm going to keep drinking it because it's good. Now, today is the day I'm recording. This is Sunday, the 18th. And, I'm doing this kind of in the afternoon time, and the Bassmasters of the St. Lawrence River has just concluded. And for once, I actually picked a fantasy fishing on Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. I finally picked a winner. Micah Frazier has won the St. Lawrence River. I would say there was a winning bait, but according to what I've watched and what I've heard from and learned from, is that he didn't have a winning bait. It was just a bunch of different baits that they threw back to back to back for the most part. But I'll have more information on the next time we talk. Because like I said, it just finished up. They're going to have a whole thing on Bassmasters. And I'll get you that information at that point in time. Before we go into any more news, we're going to open our Mystery Tackle Box of the Month. I'm not sponsored by them. And I'm not sponsored by Black Rifle either. I just know good products and like to share good products. If you don't know about Mystery Tackle Box, they have a monthly subscription. This one's the Pro Box, which is $24.99 a month. But they also have a regular box, which is basically, I think it's like $16 a month, $15, $16 a month. And they also have an Elite Box, which is $49.99 a month or something like that. And what it is you have a whole, I mean, it's just like I said, it's a bunch of tackle that they send to you, and you just don't know what you get. They send stuff that's supposedly seasonal, and you don't know what you're going to get. It's always exciting. It's like Christmas every month. Yeah, so you also come out with, they kind of give you a little tip book on how to use the tip or the items in the box. You can get anything. I get a good chunk of soft plastics, topwaters, crankbaits, and of the sort. But let's dive into this thing right here. Doom, doom, doom. Oh no, did I open it? Oh yeah, I did. Okay. Alrighty. Oh, we have, let's see, let's find the guy. There's a guy that comes in here. Let's start with the first one on this list. This is called the Chase Baits Wiggle Bomb. It's 10:45. It kind of looks like a soft plastic adolescent frog that hasn't got its front legs, but it is set up like a frog. Comes from Australia, apparently. See, I can't. I'll get better pictures on the YouTube and stuff like that. And then, what's the next one on our list? We have Lucky John X Gear. Lucky John X Gear is 0 to 2 foot diving crankbait. It's a mystery tackle box exclusive. Yeah, this is what it is right here. I believe it's the shallow diving crankbait, literally down to 2 feet. All right, next one on our list is a hula popper. Abergast hula popper. Let me get a drink here. All right, where did it go? Oh, there you are. And, oh, wow, that's some painting right there. A hula popper. And it's got a nice, I hit the microphone. It has a nice set of feathers on the back of it. Kind of small hooks. I wish I could change. I might change them out. But that is a big mouth. It's a small. It's not very big. I'm going to say about 4 inches, maybe. Yeah, that came in. That's the next thing. I like top waters. Anything top water is great. Now we're doing the BioSpawn X-Fins. These things are nice. I love these little things. See here. It doesn't say what color. But these are 4.75 inches. Also, it's even, that popper is even less than that. It's like, I guess, 2.5. There we go. Now we got 1, 2. The fish tsukushi bug. That's what this thing is. And it looks like a Ned rig with little leggings on it. Oh, it's got little leggings. And of course, it's got weird colors. And these are all mostly Catchco exclusives that they make just for mystery tackle box. One side looks like it's a ice color. The other side is a green pumpkin with purple flakes by the looks of it. And the last thing is a hard hat jig deadbolt. It's basically a Ned rig. Yeah, it's basically a Ned rig. These are black. These are 110 pounds. These are light. Why are they so light? I never used anything that light. Maybe for creek fishing. I might do that here soon. But no, we have dribbles, tips and tricks. Oh, it's got a little work puzzle on the back of it. But this one here kind of goes through a few, you know, how to properly net a fish. 3 ways to rig finesse plastic. Yeah, this one has like Ned rigs, compact finesse jig, and micro Carolina rig. That's weird. I never used that. There's also a little thing on the back of that. See what else? There's a sticker. That's always a funny little sticker that goes with it. That one's a fish, Statue of Liberty with a fishbowl on the other hand instead of the tablet. And of course I got the scratch and win thing, which I got $5 off the side. A minimum purchase of $10, of course. That's not too bad. But yeah, that's the mystery tackle box. I filled it all up. Let's put everything back in there. Oh, by the way, that chase bait, the wiggle bomb or whatever, it's brown with gold flakes. That's about all I can say about it. For everything on the for everything you heard here on the Mystery Tackle Box, that was pulled out of the Mystery Tackle Box, go to youtube.com/purplecatoutdoors, and you can see the video, and you all will have a video of what we're doing right now, and we will have video of them being used and how you use them. That way you get a better idea of what it is. But coming from my part of the country, I think the best thing right now, in the mornings, I'd be using the hula popper, first thing in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I would probably be using the ExoSwim, or BioSpawn ExoSwim, on a deep, kind of a deep setup. Overall, it's a good box. They're great products. I've used some of them. The new one is going to be interesting. The frog-ish thing. But like I said, you can go on mysterybacklebox.com and get your own. It begins, like I said, it's like Christmas every month for fishing people. Fishermen and stuff like that. I have to apologize. This is technically not the absolute first episode. We have an intro video, but we just started this, so I'm kind of going and one and gunning it today because it snuck up on me. But like I said, Micah Frazier won the Bassmaster Elite Series at the St. Lawrence River. And for some odd reason, I actually picked him and he won. That's new. But it was kind of interesting when I was watching the St. Lawrence River. It was the fact that there were some that were offshore fishing on, like, the bluffs, you know, going after, the, or not the bluffs, but, like, the ledges, the rock piles out deep, going for the smallmouth. But I saw some going, because St. Lawrence River's really, has a lot of smallmouth. And, I mean, big smallmouth. I mean, some of those smallmouth that they were bringing out there were just freaking massive. But, like I was saying, there were some that were going shallow and pulling out largemouth. It was like an, I mean, anyway, you could catch them anywhere. I mean, if Micah Frazier, when I was watching him or when he was on, it was a lot of, he did a lot of smallmouth fishing. But like I said, people were all over the place. There were people largemouth fishing, there were people smallmouth fishing, they were spinnerbait. I mean, there was a whole bunch of stuff thrown. I saw some jerkbaits. Yeah, it looked like, I mean, it looked like a slugfish. Let me go look it up. I'm going to look up and see what the finishing weight was. Mike Frazier ended up with 87 pounds in 4 ounces. Heck, I was only 2 pounds off of the on my tiebreaker, too. And we're going to say with the top 10 here, Micah Frazier first, Chris Johnston second, Scott Canterbury came in third. That's some great Angler of the Year points right there. Keith Combs in fourth. Jay Yellis, bringing back the oldies. Jay Yellis is coming fifth. Steve Kennedy right behind him in sixth. There is Ray Hasselman Jr. in seventh. And Greg DePalma, there we go. And then Chris Saldane, and then Barry Snowden. Snowden actually led, I think, the first day, first or second day for a while. We'll keep going. We got Bill Lowen in 11th, Jeff Gustafson, Matt Airy, Hunter Strylock, Rick Klun, 15th, which is not bad, Matt Hearn in 16th, Drew Benton in 17th, Caleb Summerall in 18th, 19th was Shane LaHue, and 20th was Jamie Hartman. I mean, it was, and if I noticed correctly, all the way in 20th, you had to have at least, 50 pounds. It was 57.11 for 20th place for all 4 days. It was a 4-day event, and it was, that's a big jump, too. That's 87 to 57. That's 30 pounds. That's a 30 pounds difference between first and 20th. That's, I mean, it was a slugfest back and forth. I mean, you couldn't tell who was going to win. I thought Chris Johnston was going to win. I mean, he was really up there in the, really up there doing really well. It was just, it was a great tournament to watch. I watched at least the first 2 or 3 days or whatnot. No, I watched the second and third day. And I didn't get to watch today. And, but yeah, I mean, it was, oh, then we can't go on the show without talking about the FLW Forestwood Cup that happened the weekend before. Yeah, I remember who won. Brian Thrift won. That was well deserved on his part. This first one he's won. I mean, it was well deserved. It was, I mean, that one was really interesting to me because the sheer fight that they had to go through to get said fish. I mean, I was watching Brian Latimer on it, and he was fishing brush deep. But then you had a whole bunch of them just sitting up in the top, in the end of boat docks and in sloughs. And it was, I mean, like I said, the difference between weight between the St. Lawrence River and Lake Hamilton, which is where they were on the FLW, 38 pounds, 7 ounces won the tournament at Lake Hamilton, which is the Forestwood Cup. It just amazes me that you can go from one part of the country to another and the weights being completely different. Like, it's weird. I guess it's weird for me to say that. It's just when you're stuck in a place like mine, but when you're stuck at a lake like mine, or, you know, you're stuck at a set of lakes that normally have generally the same, I mean, you're basically stuck at the same fishery day in and day out. Like I said, I don't get to travel much. I get to go, but I love where I live. I'm right there in between Pickwick, Wilson, Wheeler, and Gunnersville. They're all within driving distance of where I live. So it's a great place. But like I said, when it's just amazing to me that on the same, like going different parts of the country, different type of fishing, it's amazing. These people are, they're pros for a reason because they can adapt to such situations. And I want, I mean, like I said, I'd love to be a pro. I'd love to be out there fishing day in and day out. But got to work on it. All right, let's go to the results of the Forestwood Cup, which there are some heavy hitters up in here. There's Brian Thrift, of course, he won it. Kyle Walters in second. Dakota Ibre, or Ibar. I'm going to say Ibear. His name is Dakota Ibear. There we go. Hard name to say. Jeremy Lawler. Scott Martin, fifth. I mean, that's big for him. Like, not saying his season sucked or anything. His season was great. It was just, it was, I think it was more along as big as the fact that he has been up in the top 10 in the Forestwood Cup so many times, and it's amazing. He's keeping his record strong, so. And then we have Austin Felix, Joseph Webster, Ryan Sazelman? Sazelman. Let's go with that one. Ninth was Josh Douglas. I like Josh Douglas. He's a decent guy. Oh, shoot, come on. Then Jordan Osborne. We'll go 20th like I did with the Bassmasters. Wade Strelick, Joel Willert, Matt Reed, Billy McGrin. I apologize if I mispronounced that. Matt Becker, Miles Burroff. Again, I apologize. They've got some freaking hard to say names. Eric Luzak, Brian Smith, Terry Bolton. I like him. J. Todd Tucker. That's the top 20 for the FIW. And like I said, these past, both tournaments, it's literally, they're almost fishing the exact same. Different size fish, but I was sitting here watching, I watched some of the FIW and watched some of the Bassmasters, and people were all over the place. You'd find some in deep water, you'd find some in shallow water. I mean, they were all over the place. And I guess that's just summertime fishing, but down here, where I live on Pickwick, a lot of times if you're not fishing shallow in the morning or in the afternoon and ledges and humps and stuff like that and during the day, you not really don't seem to catch as many. But that's just from what I see, because I catch most of mine in shallow water early in the morning. I bet I prefer bank beating when it comes down to it. Don't forget, this weekend is the next MLF. It's the MLF Red Crest Championship, I think. One of four, I do believe. Shoot, I can't even remember. I think it's in Malak. Let me look on my app. Yeah, sorry. Like I said, I should have wrote it down. I have an app for that. I got an app for that. Day one should start Wednesday of this week. The broadcasting starts at 7 a.m., I think. Yeah, it says 7 a.m. But it says that it's the 21st to the 25th, which is Wednesday through Sunday. Details. Let's look at the details. Okay. All right. Wednesday, August 21st, starting at 6:55 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. It says the live stream schedule, so that's what it says. Same thing for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday's going to have a post show at approximately 4 p.m. Saturday's going to have a post show at approximately 4 p.m. And so is Sunday. Of course, all this you can look up online just like everybody else and just like I did. I didn't even see her participating in this one. Let's go back and see who's doing that. Because I'm pretty sure it's not all that. Because I think you had to earn your way into this one. Alrighty, we have Casey Ashley, Zach Burge, Stephen Browning, Dustin Connell, Mark Daniels Jr., Ott Defoe, Brent Ayler, Edwin Evers, Todd Faircloth, Greg Hackney, Mike Iaconelli, Bobby Lane, Jordan Lee, Jerry Littner, Aaron Martin, Cody Myers, Andy Montgomery, Andy Morgan, Michael Neal, Takahiro Amore, Brandon Polinick, Jacob Brosnick, I don't know why it took me so long for that one, Mark Rose, Fred Rabanis, Bradley Roy, Jeff Sprague, Wesley Strader, Randall Tharp, Greg Vincent, and Jacob Wheeler. They're in Mille Lacs, so let's see. Everybody's got their, you know, their favorites and everything like that. I think my favorites for this one would have to be Jacob Wheeler, Prosnick, and Polnick. Those are the three I think I'd have to look for. Based off of skills that I've seen, and my dark horse would have to be Stephen Browning. There we go. He would be my dark horse for everything. But those are who I would pick, because this is going to be a smallmouth battle, and I'm pretty sure most of it's going to be done offshore. And those are, but then again, my track record for picking these people is horrid. So please forgive me if all my picks are bad. Well, that's about all the news I really got right now. I haven't really had time to look up some of the other outdoor stuff. I know the Everest thing is still going on. I know it's not in the news, but apparently there's still, Mount Everest is a mess right now. Backpackers lined up for miles. Trash all over the place. Dead bodies still just laying there because they can't get them. People dying up there. I mean, there's a long line of people just waiting there, and storms come in, and it's hypothermia, and it's just a mess. It's still a mess. Something needs to be done. They say there's something, they got some plans in the works. Of course, they don't tell everybody what it is. I mean, it's about the only thing I can think of outside of fishing right now, because this week has been a really exciting week in fishing with the St. Lawrence River, you know, getting prepared for Red Crest coming up in Mille Lacs. And then the Forestwood Cup was last week. So, I mean, you got a lot to think about, and everything's just one after the other in fishing. But next week, I will have more with other outdoor stuff, because hunting season is coming up. There's probably a whole list of new rules and stuff like that. I'll look up rules and stuff that may have changed in each state. Oh yeah, like I said, be safe out there fishing, hunting, hiking, and just all around being outside. But we'll be signing off. As always, go outside, have fun, and just keep being you.